I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With new cases of the Zika virus being reported around the world, is mission work in the impacted countries being affected? Ronnie Rock explored that question a little bit more in Guatemala.
Orphan Outreach continues its work in Guatemala and Honduras, and its mission trips to those countries continue as well. Tiffany Taylor Wines says Orphan Outreach is preparing for the potential long-term impact of the Zika virus in that country.
Does that mean a year from now there's going to be women giving birth to children and making the decision that they can't parent them because of their special needs? And are we going to have an influx of these orphans with special needs that we need to be able to serve and be ready for?
Governments currently ill-equipped to provide care for orphans and vulnerable children will be strained even further, and ministering to affected families will become an opportunity for NGOs. Ronnie Rock, Mission Network News, Guatemala.
Meanwhile, investigations are continuing this week into a possible lone wolf terror attack. A Muslim immigrant living in the U.S. wounded 4 people with a machete before being chased and killed by police. Events like these fuel anti-Muslim hate speech, but Frontier's Perry LaHaye offers a different perspective. According to God's word, we're all sinners. Muslims are simply people, just like you and me, who need to know Christ.
But for the grace of God, I could end up being like that. I could end up doing that. And Jesus came to me at my worst. And that just put in me a desire to share God's grace with others. I am a singer, songwriter, and worship leader. I share stories about how God is working in the Muslim world. And then I challenge people to join God in what He's doing to bring the gospel to Muslims.
Persecution is on the rise, and there's a growing call to arms in a spiritual war. On March 4th, Mission Network News and its partners are inviting you to the free IMN prayer event on the campus of Cornerstone University. Go to missionnews.org for details and to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.